A police officer for the Uvalde School District in Texas was fired yesterday. Crimson Elizondo had recently been hired as a new school resource officer, but at the time she was also under investigation for the botched response to the school massacre back in May. Elizondo was a state trooper at the time. She was one of the first to arrive at Robb Elementary School. For more than an hour, she and other officers did nothing to stop a gunman from killing 19 children and two teachers. This is body camera footage of Elizondo from the day of the shooting.
If my son had been in there, I would not have been outside, I promise you that.
Well, earlier today, we spoke with someone whose son was inside. Brett Cross lost his 10-year-old, Uzziah Garcia. For the past 11 days, he's been camping outside the school district headquarters to demand more accountability for the officers on campus. And now we should say there are reports today that the Uvalde School District has suspended its entire police force. NPR hasn't confirmed that. Brett, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
And I want to thank you, first of all, for making time for us today. I know that this is clearly the last thing in the world you wanted to be doing with your life. But could I first get your reaction to the school district's decision here to fire this officer? Is that the kind of response you were looking for?
I mean, obviously, she should have never been hired anyways, because they had already knew that she was under investigation. So, you know, they're not going to get any applause or cheers for fixing their mess up. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's disgusting what she said. As a parent, I mean, what she's essentially saying is that our kids weren't worth it. You know, if it had been her kid, she would have went in there. But since it was all of ours, you know, it didn't matter.
What does it say to you that she was hired to begin with?
Yeah, they don't care. That they truly and the administration truly and honestly do not care. Like I said, they knew that she was under investigation and they still went ahead and did it.
I hear your point of view. I do. Do you think that's really true, though? I mean, 19 children, two teachers. How could the school district not care, as you say? I mean, couldn't it be something else? You know, fear, ineptitude, you know, just something else.
I mean, I honestly believe that they don't care because, like I said, they knew that she was under investigation. And if it isn't that, I mean, what did they have to fear about not hiring somebody? You know, like she didn't have the job to begin with. They didn't have to hire her. If it is ineptitude or ignorance, then it just proves that they're not qualified for their job if they're still willing to do things like this.
Well, in the meantime, as you say, you've been camping outside the school district building for 11 days now. Have you met with school officials? Are they listening to you? Are they hearing you out?
They're not listening, but I've met several times, and it's, you know, we're still at an impasse. You know, my demand this whole time has been to suspend all of the officers that were there that day until the end of an investigation. Which is, you know, a no-brainer. It's a typical thing, but they still refuse to. And we have to see these officers, you know, our children do. When we do school board meetings, they're the ones that use the metal detecting wand on us. And it's a big slap in the face that they just continue to do, and which makes me believe that they don't care.
I saw a picture of your sleeping bag and cot outside the front door. What's it been like these past 11 days? Are you exhausted? Are you energized? I mean, what's it been like?
It's wild because it's a little bit of both, you know, like I'm truly exhausted. But there's always people stopping by showing support, which is amazing. They've been, you know, I haven't had to worry about a meal. It's a constant. I don't get to go to sleep until about 2, 3, 4 o'clock. And then I'm right back up at, you know, 6 to meet the administrators.
When do you go home?
When they suspend those officers pending the outcome of that investigation.
Yeah. 7 officers who were on the campus that day still work at the school district. Your son, Uzziah, 10 years old when he died at Robb Elementary School. I understand he would have been 11 in August. If you're willing, what could you tell us about your boy?
There was a light about him that you don't really see. I mean, he just had this love about him that was incomparable. He would go out of his way to make you laugh, to make you smile. If you were having a bad day, he could sense it, and he would do everything that he could to to help take that, you know, any angst or pain away, you know, and just super energetic. He was always running around. I find myself, when it's time for them to get out of school, he would always run from the bus straight through the door, like a wild man. And I don't get that anymore, you know. It's the small things, you know. I miss arguing with them, him and his brother, to take out the trash, you know. I mean, he wanted to help people. And he might not get to in person anymore because, you know, he had that stolen from him. But through his honor and through his legacy and through his name, we're going to make changes and we are going to help people. And it's going to be because of him.
Brett Cross, I am so sorry. Thank you very much for your time.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Brett Cross, father of one of the children who died in the shooting. We also reached out to the Uvalde School District to get their response to what Brett was saying there. We'll speak with them if and when they become available.